Welcome, friends, to the Head to Toe Spine and Sport Therapy Movement is Medicine show. Today, we are going to talk about pain. Get ready to dive in. Welcome, everybody. How's it going? To the pain show.
Ooh, pain. I like it.
Yeah. This is going to be, we could spend a lot of time on this, but we're going to be a little bit shorter episode today. We want to cover the different types of pain that we see and experience on a day-to-day basis, because pain can be a little confusing, frankly.
Yeah, totally. You know, I think one of the important things to think about pain is that it's actually the last signal that we get when we've got something going on.
Yep.
And so that can show up fast, like if you've really had an acute injury and wow, right away you get that pain signal. But for a lot of the stuff we see, which is overuse, pain is going to show up after there's a ton of dysfunction. So after we've got that tight muscle and the overuse and the tendons starting to thicken up and it gets functional, then you get some swelling. All of a sudden, you start to feel that knee pain, that hip pain, some other sort of joint pain, and that, and it's. But things have already been happening for a long time, you know, that's the thing about pain. I want everyone to pay attention to. If it's starting to squawk at you, then you've probably got an advanced injury.
If we think about communication today, we're used to like instant text messages, right?
Yeah.
But pain is more like a telegraph or something. You know, it's like a pigeon mail or something.
Yeah, it's
a lot of times.
Yeah, it's the
shows up.
Is it pigeon or the raven?
Raven
flew it to you.
Yeah, it's like Game of Thrones where the raven throws. You know, that's pain a lot of, for many people. The pain's coming in late in the game.
Yeah, they're so fast on the show though.
They are fast in the shows.
They're really fast.
That started happening later on is like the seasons, like everything started going quick.
That's true.
So when it comes to pain, we see all different types, right? Throbby. Let's talk about a few of the different, like how we classify pain.
Yep. Right. I mean, first off, pain is going to be like a sequela of a lack of movement. That's it. Like first, like that is just guaranteed. That's what it is. If you don't move, you're more likely to feel pain. If you move, less likely to feel pain. Think about when you bump your elbow, you go to rub it, pain goes away. That's how your body works naturally. The more movement that you have naturally occurring, less likely you are to have that pain signal actually reach your brain. But many different kinds of pain. You have that dull achy pain. You have throbby. You have sharp shooting pains. And then you have numbness, which I'm going to classify numbness as a type of pain because that's pain that affects the nerve, which a less intense form of numbness would be a shooting lightning-like pain, which actually for most people they would think that's worse than numbness. But in our mind, numbness is probably worse because that means there's no nervous transmission, which that's a glaring sign for us. We need those nerves function properly. Our muscles, organs, skin, whatever it is, listen to the nerves. Nothing else tells the nerve what to do. So,
yeah, that's so interesting. I mean, just a brief patient story, but we have a current patient that we're all working together on, and he has this gigantic patch of numbness over a surgical region. And what an interesting thing that presents to us, really, as clinicians.
And
red flag.
it's a large area, too. So because of that, a lot of different movements and functions are thrown off. You can't even feel you touching it.
He can't feel you touching it. And so it's really interesting, but certainly I think with pain, I would pay attention to all pain, but there's certain pains that are more, shall we say, red flags than others. And, certainly pain that is traveling from your pain source. Say you have pain, a painful neck, and then you have a pain traveling down to the top of that shoulder, or maybe even to your arms and fingers. Like that's a red flag.
That's much more significant than, you know, you definitely have. Probably some significant, like nervous involvement with that. Obviously, for probably a more serious reason than if you had like a dull, achy pain just in one area. I mean, pretty obvious as well. I mean, you're having that shooting pain, tingling pain down the arm. Yeah, there's probably something decently serious going on with that. And obviously, a great time to come in and get something checked out. So,
well, I think oftentimes when we think about pain, just in our normal life as a non-clinician, as just like an athlete, as a human being walking around, we oftentimes think about pain in association with an event that happens, like an occurrence. Like I stubbed my toe, I bumped my elbow, I lifted the heavy weight, my back started immediately hurting, I pushed some weight overhead, my shoulder freaked out. You know, I was doing curls in the gym and my bicep went crazy and my forearm pained on my forearm. But what we're saying is that oftentimes if we were to step back and be like, well, did you feel anything in those areas prior to, that's where sometimes we see some of these other types of pain, maybe the dull ache or the throb, right? Or some the tingly or a little bit of shooting something.
Yep.
And these, of course, are all the preliminary signs where our body's trying to tell us, yo, man, something's not right here.
Wake up.
Wake up.
That's where, you know, the eyes of a really great coach in the gym and our movement evaluation here, where we can spot things early, right? Yeah. Because it's going to show up in your movement. Because, you know, if you've got funky movement, pain's going to be tied in there somewhere, because your body is compensating around an area that's ready to go.
Yeah, just like Dr. Lee mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
I mean, yeah, we're lucky that we get to work with a lot of talented coaches for lifting as
well. It's a huge gift.
So when we actually see people, we know for a fact that they have an issue. So that's one big thing, is that repetitive use. If you're not doing that movement correctly, you're going to eventually build up that pain. And oftentimes, like we saw somebody in earlier today, he's got a very light, achy pain, but if he kneels on it, it's very sharp.
Mm-hmm.
It's just knee is his issue. So it can change, like, the quality of that pain. So don't necessarily think because you walk around, you move around, it doesn't really bother you too much unless you kneel on it. Because that's pretty much what he said to us, was like, oh, it's fine if I don't, as long as I don't kneel on it. But like kneeling, he has a 3-year-old daughter, so he likes to get on the floor. It's part of his daily life. Very important movement that he didn't really,
but even that,
took that for granted until now that he has to use it all the time.
Yeah, but even that's not good though. I mean, you shouldn't be saying like, oh, I'm fine unless I do this.
Right.
Like that's not an okay rationalization for having pain. Like if you're having pain during any sort of movement, but that's just what you said earlier. I mean, there's something more going on there.
Well, sometimes pain's like an annoying house guest that it doesn't really register in your mind that it's something you should do something about until it hits a certain threshold. Yeah. Like it's like when your family stays with you and you know, by day three, things start maybe on day one that you didn't care about, but on day three, you start freaking out. Like, why doesn't Auntie put the dishes away? Sure. She leaves her trash out or whatever. You just like start freaking out. Right. That's what I think about pain. Like, so as an example, like I just started noticing when I get out of bed in the morning, or if I've been sitting around for a bit, when I get up, the heel on my left foot hurts. The heel hurts, and it like hurts enough where I kind of like limp a little bit. Like I like weird. I don't want to put weight on it, but it took about, it's probably been happening for about a month and a half. And now it just started. And I was like telling Mary, I was like, it's so weird. When I get out of bed in the morning, my heel hurts and I have to like walk around for a bit before it stops hurting. And so she Googles it and says, I think you have the beginnings of plantar fasciitis.
Oh.
I don't know if I do or not, but I'm just saying like it just registered finally. Like, I was like, man, I should talk to somebody about this, right?
Yeah, but it took a month.
Right, it did.
A month and a half.
Yeah, it did. At least a month.
But that's not just you, though. That is not just you when it comes to pain. A lot of people try and kind of push through it for a little while.
Yeah, so. You don't think about it until all of a sudden it becomes really annoying.
Yeah.
So you take it for granted, because like when you're more active, you're moving around, you have a lot more variety of movement. Those oftentimes pains like those just go away. But when you have the same repetitive stressors every day, day in, day out, and that pain's consistent as well, you know that something that you're doing in your daily life is contributing to that.
Yeah.
So you got to take a look at it. It's good that you have your wife there to be like, hey, well, let's take a look at this.
Yeah, and it's good. I know a couple people who happen to do soft tissue.
Yeah, I think we're all diagnosing you in our head right now.
Yeah,
we'll just check that out a little bit later. I think also, I don't know how much you want to delve into it, I'm going to say brain pain, because it's a really real thing about sort of the programming we get when we do have an injury. Our brain knows it's there. It's protecting our body for it. And sometimes that signal doesn't go away when we get better.
No.
And that's where movement is a key to getting out of that, because healthy movement patterns will reroute the brain.
Because you've probably been avoiding certain movement patterns because you've had that pain for so long. So you're not going through a normal movement pattern because, like you said, your body was protecting you before. And you might not have that same reason for why you had pain in the first place, but your body's still trying to protect you because it was doing that for so long. And you see that a lot with chronic pain, like pain that you've had for a long time.
Or just trauma.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Trauma.
Especially
that trauma.
Like motor vehicle accidents and like big sport events and whatnot. Especially around the hips, you'll see that a lot with with the young kids. I saw a recent football player, he's like 13-year-old. He got speared by a helmet 9 months ago, and he still has like bruisey type pain that sticks around in his left glute, and it's not because he's inactive. He does a lot of stuff. He's moving around all the time. Mm-hmm. He actually just finds that it's very similar pain to what he had 9 months ago. And it's just because his body's never gone past that trauma. He's never actually addressed it until he started coming here. And now it's getting better. So it's one of those things that even a 13-year-old kid, it can still stick around and linger and kind of change his daily life. Even though you see him running around, he doesn't look like he's affected. But he comes in here, he says, yeah, it hurts.
Yeah. It's really amazing, isn't it? I mean, I think we know so little, really, about pain. I'm sort of awestruck by it daily and its presentation for people because I think we all see a lot of pain tied in with stress and pain tied in with past trauma and things that are going on in people's lives, presenting in the tissues, both just in an inflammatory pathway and in just really intensely tender tissues and joints and difficulty in multiple areas. And it's again, like, I hate to sound like a broken wheel or whatever, but gentle movement, even just a walk or a swim can do so much to just help that body recover and send out some new signals. Yeah. It's profound, really.
Even what you just touched on there, like kind of that psychological component to pain, which I think obviously people give it credit, but I think sometimes not enough. Because especially like if you've had pain for a long time or you have a decent amount of stress in your body, like, and we see a number of people where a lot of times, like, they'll have pain in a pattern or just in a way that doesn't really make a lot of sense completely based on like what they're presenting with and what the findings are. And I think that's a lot of times when the psychological component like kind of comes into that. And I think that definitely needs to be addressed as well. Like if there's high stress in their life, that definitely needs to be addressed because high stress just causes general inflammation in the body, which can exacerbate pain that they're already having or cause pain on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, because you can't sell someone pains in your head. I mean, what a dismissive thing to say.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it is in all of our heads if we've had an injury that's traumatic. I think all of us have worked on patients where you do a certain release on a soft tissue and it may bring them a really emotional response. And it's not because they're hurt. No. It's because it's stored in their tissues. And it's alarming yet profound at the same time, you know?
You might have a range of emotions during a particularly intense release of laughing and crying.
Yeah.
All at the same time. That happened to me when Bruce did my fascia work. I was laughing, then I cried a little bit. But then it all just went away, and I felt such sweet relief, peace.
Yeah.
It happens a lot around the jaw and the neck and the shoulders in general.
For sure, in that area.
Well, I have a personal story that I'll share. You know, I had, before you guys came aboard, I had some serious inflammatory gut issues, right? I was having episodes, and I was having pain, and I couldn't get rid of it. I was doing everything naturopathic in the world, swallowing millions of vitamins. And it wasn't until I got an ultrasound of my abdomen. Mm. And guess what? Everything was fine. I haven't had an episode since. Isn't that interesting?
Wow. You just had to see that it was settled.
You had to know.
It was okay.
Yeah.
And I haven't had an episode since. And so I just find that really interesting. To actually see like, oh, everything's fine. And my mind went, everything's fine. You're okay.
Right. Which, there.
How often do you see that with patients here where they're like, I need an x-ray or I need an MRI, and then it comes back clean and it's like within 2 weeks, they're 100% out of the office.
It's amazing but that's an interesting question too, because it's amazing how people have had so many images done before they even get to us, right?
Yeah.
And everything's fine. And they're just so frustrated. They want to find something on that MRI, that x-ray, that ultrasound.
They want a diagnosis.
They want something that explains their pain.
Something to tell them a reason for why they're having what's happening.
Yeah.
Which that's tough sometimes when you've gone to a number of different providers and like you don't know still. That's a really hard thing to deal with.
Yeah.
So
I think really, you know, pain is just something to pay attention to is our main message.
Absolutely. And
if it's something that reoccurs, you get a little squawk in the same area, the same joint, the same knee, you wake up in the morning and your heel hurts.
Yeah. For a month or two.
And you know, head to toe is right here at Edmonds.
Then it should trigger. That's what we're saying. That should trigger in your mind.
Trigger, get help.
Let's go
somebody.
Get this help. If you or it's your family member or if it's your child, your sport athlete child, or you're just your kid who's complaining about headaches or backaches, or it's you yourself and you're noticing when I do this particular thing, this pain shows up every time, or you kind of hurts, but then when you kneel down or something, it really, really hurts. All these. Your body's trying to get your attention.
Yeah.
And it's basically, it has a simple message, and that message is call head to toe. You know what I mean? It's an easy message it has. Or a trusted provider.
Yeah,
your body also would be cool if you went to a trusted provider somewhere. besides us. I mean, come
shameless,
on.
Shameless self-plugging.
Shamelessly yeah, no. plugging our
But we
services.
Would love to see you.
Yeah.
So.
No, yeah. But we want you to just get help, get treatment, and just be aware that, that pain is a message, and we want you to pay attention to that message when it shows up.
Absolutely.
All right. As always, thank you for being with us. We will catch you on the next show. Until then, use movement as medicine. Get out there and live the life that you want to live on your terms. Talk to you later. Thanks, guys.
Peace. Thank out. You.